Okay. All right, guys and girls. Let's do the Reel of Rio. I really love this set of tunes. There's actually, if you're interested, there's a YouTube video of me and Dylan Foley playing it. So if you just go on YouTube and look for John Whelan and Dylan Foley, there's actually some really, really nice videos done by a friend of mine in Albany. But this is the set of tunes that we played. So Reel of Rio, Jack Coughlin's, and Lady Anne Montgomery. So,
I'm gonna go get some more.
Come on. Hopefully that was okay. Let me see, go to the other page. Somebody just texted me, so I'm going to see.
Sounds great.
It was all right. Was the tempo okay?
Oh, tempo's great.
All right. So I don't think we have, I think we don't have as many people as I thought, but I'm...
We have currently have 46.
Yeah. I kind of expected more because we sent out an awful lot, but that's the way it is of these things, you know? Some people can't come every week. So, all right. How about we'll do a couple of jigs? So that tempo overall was good for everybody? All right, so... We'll do these jigs. I'd like to start off with the first set of jigs, The Humours of Glenn Dart and Leitrim Fancy. And now I know these tunes, but So my good friend and student, Stacy, is that you? You know, what could I do with it?
If you, John, if you get any messages from anybody having trouble getting in, it looked like the meeting got locked for some reason. I just unlocked it, and so have them try again.
It got locked?
Yeah, I don't know why, but have them try again.
Yeah, maybe that's what it was.
Yeah, it's unlocked now.
I can't find. Oh, here it is. I'm looking right at the bloody thing. So I did some work today in my shop. I'm doing some wood turning, so. Maybe I don't have as much energy. A little swollen. My hands are a little swollen. But anyway, we'll keep going. So, thank you. There you go. How about that? I got the old tea. Barry's tea, everybody. You can't bet it, as they say in Ireland. So I'm not sure how. Let me see.
We know how that starts.
What? Oh, I do. Yeah. Oh, sorry, folks. A couple of people couldn't get in, so I'm just trying to let them know. And I did see another one from
John. If you're looking, I can't help you with messages, but if people are emailing you, you can also just forward me the email if you want.
Yeah. This is somebody, people telling me they can't get into the meeting now, not because of the email, but I think because Michael was saying that we were locked out.
Right. But I'm saying if they're emailing you, you can just forward the email to me and I'll respond while you're playing.
Yeah.
Well, let me take a quick look just in case. I don't think the same reason or I know who sent me the message. I just don't know in what format. That's the problem. And I can't seem to find.
Do you know what a Moro Plovac is?
No.
It's a sailor.
Oh.
Let me see.
Moro for the Moray.
Yeah.
The sea and Plovac for.
Technology is good and bad, isn't it?
All right. I'm in, John.
Yeah. You're in?
Okay. I'm in.
Yeah.
All right, brother.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. Well, good to know.
All right.
Yes.
I can.
Yeah, well, I'm going to another party here.
Hey, John.
All right. I've lost Mary, but maybe she'll come back. I don't know. All right. Here we go. So we're going to do Humours of Glendower and Leitrim Fancy.
Sorry, John, had a little mix up. Go ahead and unmute yourself, please. John, you're going to need to unmute yourself.
Hey, John, you're muted. We can't hear you. Still can't hear you.
Then they're bound. There we go.
Yep.
All right. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
I must admit, Michael was muting me. I don't know.
What happened, I was trying to mute myself, and the things got it reordered, and you got to the top, and when I clicked, it was on you. Stupid Zoom jumps around. So.
These accordion players, you know? Like, they go at it with each other all the time.
Here we go.
So I was saying before, I got interrupted there, but my student, Stacy, say hi to everybody, Stacy. She's waving. So Stacy is actually putting all these tunes and everything together. I mean, I've printed some of them, but if you want to work something out with Stacy, maybe she'll start a publishing business or something and give you all the tunes that we're playing for the sessions, which is kind of cool if you want the written music. So anyway, here we go. Humours of Glendower. One more. There we go. How was that? Was that temper okay? All right. Oh, Mary, you made it back. Mary Chesley. Good. I was looking for you before you got locked out or something. You texted me, you got locked out? Oh, okay. I couldn't find your, or you sent me a message, I thought. Or maybe it was somebody else. No? I'm losing my mind. So who sent me?
That was me, John.
Who?
Bob Stearns. I sent a message on Facebook because I was locked out.
Oh, okay. I knew I got something. Sorry, Mary. I thought that was you, but anyway. All right. So, how are we all doing today? Everybody okay?
Doing good.
Okay. So let's do. So Jan wanted to do. You know, you have to happy wife, happy life. You know what I mean? So Jan wanted to do the Plains of Boiler. I think we did that last week or the week before. But so let's try that again.
Oh, shoot. Pete Damashek said that he needed to
link. Oh, Pete, that's right. I didn't send him the link. Shoot.
You don't have it. Hey, Lisa, if I sent you an email, could you send someone a link?
Yep.
I don't have the link.
Absolutely.
Lisa has it. Send Lisa an email.
Yeah.
Lisa, what's your
name? What is Cronin's?
MaloneyAK@gmail.com, Jan. And you have to make sure Maloney is an M-A, not an M-O.
Thank you. Uh-oh. All right, so, and the Plains of Boyle is that it?
Yep.
Oh, wow, I can't believe I remembered something. Okay, it's really the worst thing in the world. You can't remember anything anymore. I don't know. I hit 60 and everything just went away. Except the ability to play the accordion, I guess. I don't know. All right, here we go. Thank you. say it like you mean it. So this is exciting because I get to actually click over to two more pages, which is, that's never happened. This is the first week that that's happened. So I'm really excited, although there's a lot of blank spaces there. So,
Sorry. I apologize for interrupting, but if Jan was going to send me an email to give someone the link, I haven't gotten the email.
Okay.
I'll try again though.
Okay, I sent you a Facebook message with my email address to you, Jan, just in case you need it.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. So who just joined us now? I'm trying to figure this out. There must be a bunch of people that just joined us, no?
I did. Brian O'Gihar.
Who's that?
Now I'm over on the second, third page. So
you're on the third page?
I think so.
It's not the same pages for everybody.
Yeah, that's the problem, isn't it?
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah. I'm the one with the ocean picture. So let's see. Here I am. So.
Well, welcome.
Hello.
Oh, there you go. Now
thank you very much. Yeah.
You're not. See, the problem is you're not the only one with an ocean picture, Brian.
Oh, okay.
Because Don has one too.
Okay. And one of the ones.
He has more ocean than you do. So.
Okay.
You have to start a competition here.
Yeah, you do. Okay.
Well, welcome aboard.
Thank you very much.
And of course, everybody. I can't read the chat while I'm doing all this stuff. Richard Walker. I don't see Richard Walker anywhere. I just see him texting. Is Richard there? I don't see him.
He was here earlier.
Huh?
He was here earlier. I don't know if he's still
here. He's here, but he doesn't have a camera.
All right. Okay. So let's do, let's go back to reels, huh? Any particular request off of this list? We don't have to play one after the other. How about John Brennan's and the Morning Dew? Those are two fairly common tunes everybody knows. And just for those of you who haven't been here before, just want to remind everybody, once we're done, if you want to email me with some suggestions or ideas of tunes, I'm happy to take. I try to accommodate as best I can, but I may not be able to do all your requests. And please don't send me like 10 or 15 different. You know, if I got 30 odd people sending me 10 sets of tunes, I'll be going crazy. So, you know, just a suggestion, 3 or 4 tunes. I'll be happy to take a look at it and see if we can include it in the session. I want to try and keep it to tunes that are not too obscure. Tunes that everybody can play. That's the whole point of this slow session, right? Is we want to play as many people playing as possible. So so let's do, I'm going to switch. I'm on the middle page now. So what did I say? We're going to do John Brennan's And the Morning Dew. All right, here we go. Thank you. Great old tune, isn't it? So, hi, Mickey.
Mickey's here?
Yeah, Mickey's there.
Hi, Mickey.
So.
Yes, you.
So, hi to everybody that just came. I didn't say hi to everybody. Hollis, Kara, how you doing? Al, Carmel. Why don't you just go around the board here? Linda, how are you? Geraldine Murray. Hi again, Peggy. You change screens on me. I saw you get up, and it, all of a sudden you appeared here. It's like it's kind of really interesting. David Leslie, Ann Marshall, how are you? Lauren, good to see you again. Ken, And I can't see Arthur, but maybe Arthur's there. And Carolyn. And then Howard. How are you, Howard? Good to see you, bud. And Tissa? Is that how you say it? Yep. Okay. How do you say it? Is it Tissa or Tisha?
It's like Lisa, but with a T.
Oh, Lisa. Okay. Tisa.
Tisa.
Okay. All right. Very nice. Hi again, Mary. Mickey. And who's this? Who did just click on the camera? I can't see the name. Why is that? That's kind of weird. I can see the top of your eyes, but I can't see your name or your... Who is it? You got to tell me who you are because I can't see your name. So I can't... I can only see like here.
Go on, Deb. I think he's looking at you.
Hey, Deb. And there's a whole bunch of people here. I can't see any faces, but Richard, there you go.
That's another Alaskan, by the way, John. We've got you surrounded.
Oh, yeah, I know. And then we got Jewel and Maureen and Michael and Noonan, Richard Walker and Connie and Dave and Joe Coombs. But I can't see any of you guys, but it doesn't mean you're not there, I guess. All right, so... Let me go through the others. I don't want anybody to feel left out here. Don Young, how are you? Ellen, hello again. Kay, good to see you again. And Hollis, I already said hello to you guys. Let me see. Don McIntyre, how are you, brother? And we got Art already. Carmel, I think we got repeats going on here. That's kind of interesting. David Don. Leslie. Ann Marshall. Who am I missing here? Carolyn. F. And
there's me, Judy.
Huh?
Judith Carlstrom.
Where are you?
I don't know. I'm next to you on my screen.
All right. Let me go. So, let me go back. See. No.
When somebody's talking, John, even if you're using the gallery view, they should still be highlighted in
right.
Your. Their little square.
Yeah.
I know. I'm looking all over the place for faces. I should be looking at the yellow. There you go, Judith. Good to
Yay.
See you.
Okay. I'm here.
Patty, I said hello to. Marilyn, I said hello to already. And Brian, we said hello. Brian and Linda Strauss. Who we did? And Carol Chappelle. There you go. And Debbie, we said hello to already. All the way. For those of you who don't know, Deb is in Australia. She's cooking breakfast for everybody after this. Yvette, lovely to see you. And Carla, pleasure to see you again. Arthur, I can't see you, Arthur. Maybe you're there. And my good friend, Stephen Prout from Connecticut. Singer and multi-instrumentalist, guitar player, sitar and fiddle. We got Maria. Maria, where are you from, Maria? I can't hear you. You got to unmute.
Is it Marie or Maria?
Marie, sorry.
Marie from San Francisco.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, nice to have you on board. And Margaret, pleasure to have
Don.
You. Love that box. And John, how's she cutting?
Sounds good.
All right. So let me see. Did I miss anybody? And I said hello to Anne already. So if I haven't said hello to you, I apologize. It's because there's a big board here with a bunch of people. So. All right. It's very exciting. So let me see. We'll do a couple more gigs. Jigs, I mean. I'd love some gigs, actually. Right, Claudine? Wouldn't we all? All right, so why don't we do... the New York jig, seeing that I'm speaking like a New Yorker, and the geese in the bog. So, here we go. Oh, by the way, was the tempo okay so far, everybody? Okay. Thank you. I meant to ask everybody, how's the sound? Because I forgot to plug in my microphone today, so I'm using the sound on the computer.
Oh, it sounds okay? It sounds fine. Yeah,
sounds good.
That's good. That's good to know. So let me go over here. So how many people do we have tonight?
54.
54?
Yep.
Only 54?
Yep.
That's weird. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 15, 20.
So what happens is Zoom insists on putting the same number of people in each screen. So if it gets to the last screen and it would have been only partly full, it just shows you people it's already shown you.
Before. Right. That's why I was seeing double.
I'm all excited for
nothing. I was getting all excited. I thought it might have been something more than that. You know?
Not being competitive.
54 in a session is pretty bloody big, John.
That's big. And it's
maybe not online, but in person it would be.
Yeah. It would be.
And it's half again as big as last week. So that's pretty. 50% in 1 week is a pretty big jump.
That's not bad. Yeah. So, all right. Well, I was thinking we'd slow things down. And I don't know. I put down Trip to Sky because I know a lot of people know it, but I don't know how many people know. But this is actually a tune that I wrote. After visiting the Isle of Skye. It's been taught by Alistair Fraser to his class. In fact, I heard a recording of this melody from his class at 120 fiddle players actually on the Isle of Skye of recording. It was amazing. So it's a really simple melody. So if you don't mind, I think I'll play it. I think a lot of you know it already. So. All right, so. It's a pretty slow melody, so. Yeah, so some of you may have actually heard it. Robert, I saw that it came up there that I recorded this on one of my albums, but it's been used on compilation albums, and it's actually been recorded quite a bit by a lot of other artists. So, Deb, did you ever hear that tune, Deb, in Australia? I can't hear you. You're muted.
I have heard it, yes. I think I've only heard it on recordings.
I met somebody.
I love it, though. It's going to be one of the ones that I'm going to focus on right after this.
Well, thank you. I met somebody, a young lady in North Carolina, but she was from Australia, and she happened to be over here. And I was playing it after the gig, actually. And we're just sitting around playing some tunes, and somebody wanted to play it. So I started playing it, and she ran over to me, says, "I know this tune. I learned that in Australia." So it was kind of interesting, you know. But
I think we could play it probably another 50 times, though.
Well, hopefully you have it recorded. It was pretty. I played it pretty slow, so there are faster versions of that tune. But all right, what do you feel like playing now? Any requests out on this list? Maybe Lisa should play a set of tunes that you know.
Yeah, how about Queen of the Fair and Whelans?
Oh yeah. What is Queen of the Fair again? How does that go? I think I can remember the change. Let's do that one first then. We'll do Whelan second. Lovely turn. I got this from Joe Cooley, a live recording of Joe Cooley. We'll be right back. Sorry about the change there. I thought I would have it, but obviously I didn't. So, all right.
John, what was the name of that last one?
That's Whelan's Jig.
Oh, it's lovely.
But I didn't write it.
Oh, that's a shame.
I wish I wrote it, but you know, some people kind of confuse it with me, but I think it's a lot older than I am, and I'm getting up there. So
John, could we do Black Rogue and Patty Taylor's?
So here's the problem with that. My wife put that down. I do not know Patty Taylor's. So unless somebody can really lead it well without kind of messing up the tempo, The Black Rose, I think I know.
Okay, well, that's
Black Rogue. Actually, I printed it out, I think.
That's all right. We don't have to do that.
Well, how about this? Because I didn't get a chance to look at these tunes.
Wind That Shakes the Barley?
Wind That Shakes the Barley would be great. Yeah, so why don't we do this? You know, what I've been doing is the tunes that we don't play in a certain night, I've been moving to the next week. So I'll work on those two tunes, and we'll do them next week. Okay?
I'll work on them too. Thanks, John.
So Miss McLeod's Reel and the Wind That Shakes the Barley. So the Miss McLeod's Reel in G. And then the Wind That Shakes. That's not it. How does the Wind That Shakes the Barley go? Oh. Okay. So, I mean, I play it the way I play it, so I don't know how close my version is to any of your versions, but I'll try and keep it as simple as possible.
Thank you.
I lost it. Sorry about that, folks. My mind is a terrible thing to waste. I seriously can't remember anything anymore. So, but great tunes. I love those tunes, you know. The thing is, I have certain tunes in certain settings. That's the problem. So, Denise, how are you? Are you just joining us or did you go outside?
I joined a little bit late today.
I think you might have told me that. So it's lovely to have you.
I lost track of the time, but I'm here now.
That's okay. And I am too. So, and we are. We're all here. And it's good. We have plenty of time. I do want to mention, just in case, I know you might have to scroll side to side just for a second, but if you don't notice about me, I hate doing commercials, but you know, Christmas is coming up. And I'm actually a wood turner, and I make things like this. That's actually a whiskey stopper, and it has an old Irish coin on the top of it, and that's made of acrylic, that one. So this one's not finished yet. It's in two pieces, but you get the idea. That's a nice piece of olive wood there. That's actually a mini wine bottle stopper. And I have a big wine bottle stopper there. No, I wasn't going to do this, but they're right in front of me, so I can't,
Well, how do we order those?
I get there. That's a coffee scoop.
Oh, nice.
And here's a funky little pen that I made. I don't have any of my fancy pens here, but I do make... I have a Facebook page of John Whelan Wood Turning. So you could look it up, go to my Facebook page. But I do letter openers and Marie, I don't know if you need a seam ripper, but I have seam rippers and all kinds of things. So I see you working away there. So somebody asked me to make a seam ripper and I ended up, said, okay, I never made one before. So I made one and then I got a whole bunch of orders for them. So, and that, so people are asking me to make chopsticks too, Alina. So I haven't made any chopsticks. But anyway, give you an idea. So if you have any Christmas plans.
I'm making some wooden whistles.
Are you making the whistles?
No, God, no. There's a guy over here in Australia, in New South Wales, called Ian Simpson. And he makes these amazing, beautiful whistles. There's two, there's probably more than two, but there's one Ian Simpson who is the magnificent banjo player, not him. It's another guy in New South Wales.
Right. Well, that's my goal is to make whistles and flutes. Ooh, really? As I retire. Yeah. As I move on. So maybe in a couple of years. So anyway, I'm sorry. I hope you don't mind that little commercial.
John, it's great. I need a letter opener. I've needed one for years. I'll contact you.
Yeah, send me a message. I don't know if I have. I did have one here, but I think I sold it. And so I don't have it. All different kinds of woods and different kinds of designs. So also, I do this for free, and I'm happy to do that. So. But people do ask me, so I just want to put it out there. If anybody's interested, you're certainly welcome to go to my PayPal. I won't say no. I just got my two doctor's bills in the mail. So. All right. So,
hey, John, can you tell us more specifically how to do the PayPal thing? I tried to do it last week and was not able to get there.
So if you go to your browser, you don't go to PayPal, just go to your browser and put paypal.me/buttonboxman. That's my password. And you should get straight there. Or you can go to Venmo, which is fairly easy too. Venmo in some ways is
cheap. So I don't go to my own PayPal account. I just go to this.
No, you just log it like you're doing a search in your search engine, right? And you just type it in. And,
okay, thank you.
It should come up, right? I think I'm right, Michael, am I? You're more technical than I am, but I think that's right.
Yeah, I think so.
Or if anybody wants the PayPal link, I just put it in the chat for the Zoom. So you can go to that and you can copy it into your browser.
I just think, you just put it in. I think what Kay is saying is she went to her PayPal. So to type it in. So I think you just go into your browser and type that password in there. So, but anyway.
And what's your Venmo again, John? Sorry to ask. Is it John Whelan 37?
It is John-Whelan-37.
Okay. I put that in the chat too. If anybody.
You know, the interesting thing about that is, I swear to God, I didn't make that password. Venmo created that password. But you know, when my father was born, my father passed away in March this year. My father was born in 1937. Isn't that weird? Like, isn't that, that's kind of weird stuff when that happens to me. Anyway, let's do, I've got lots of requests and we haven't done it yet. So let's do the Rights of Man. And then we'll go back to a couple more. It might go a little longer because I talked too much tonight. I'm sorry. I apologize for that. So I have the Rights of Man and the Stack of Barley. So if you don't know the tune, you can always get up and dance.
Thank you.
No, nobody ever really plays that, the Stacobarly, outside of a Kaylee or a dance, you know, but it's a great tune on its own, just without anything. Charles, you made it.
Yeah. Been here a few minutes. Lawrence Welk played it. It's, you got to see it. It's on YouTube. Just
really?
Search for it. It's unforgettable. Not in a good way, but it is unforgettable.
That is funny. I was missing you there, Charles.
Yeah, I had another meeting, so I skipped out of that and came here.
I won't hold it against you for long.
I'm going back to mute and sulk.
All right, somebody else was saying something there. I don't want to miss anything. And so I just remind you, you know, if you have anything, any requests or any comments or any ways you feel that we can make this better for you, don't hesitate to send me an email. Okay, I want this to be fun for everybody. This is supposed to be a session, even though it's virtual. We want to try and make it as much fun as possible for each and every one of us. So if you have a tune that we haven't played yet, I'd like to try and do different tunes every week if we can, rather than repeat. But maybe if we get to 6 sessions done and you guys want to keep going and there's enough of you, then I'll consider keeping going. And then maybe we can kind of review some of the stuff that we've already played, and that way it won't be so repetitive. So, all right, let's do one of my other favorite tunes, believe it or not, of all time is Tim Maloney's. Is that good for you guys? Tim Maloney's and The Reconciliation. I don't know what happened to my life.
Sounds good.
Huh? Jan? I don't know what she did. Said, I've had enough of this guy. All right, Tim Maloney's, here we are.
Oh, the group.
time. That's a great party tune, that the second one, the Reconciliation. We play that all the time. It's a really good session tune, especially if you get to know it really well and you can play just a little bit faster. It becomes a lot of fun. So,
is that the normal key for it that you played it in?
Yeah, it's in A. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was the first
one? We played Tim Maloney's. Was the first.
Oh, that was Tim Maloney.
Yeah. Yeah. So, all right. I was thinking about a couple of polkas. They're not on the list, but they're very. All right. I think that's, is that the Battle of Akron, I think it's called? I can't remember, but, and then. I have no idea what these
Bridges
are called.
Bridges Full of Stitches.
Bridges Full of Stitches? Okay. So, you know, we're playing them slow enough if you record them. If the first one's a simple tune. I think it's called The Battle of Akron. It's actually a song. So. Thank you. Fun. I'm glad we did that. So maybe I can call on my good friend Claudine to do me the honor and give me just this little break and play a couple of these tunes.
Oh man, you picked some that I don't know. I'll figure something out though. Okay. Which Toss the Feathers do you guys know?
I had the one in D minor, but if you want to do the other one, that's fine. It doesn't matter.
It's okay. I can do the D one, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
I really appreciate it. Everybody, for those of you that haven't been here before, I think everybody's been here, but anyway, if you haven't, Dean is my dear friend. She's up in Vermont.
Vermont, yeah.
And she played with a band called Touchstone, along with many, many other people over her career. And I'm just delighted that she shows up here every week. Fabulous musician. So I'm going to take a break. I got to come on with my neck here.
Okay, I was thinking maybe I do Chicago and Toss the Feathers. Do you guys want to do those?
Sorry, I got to mute myself. Sorry.
Oh, okay. I haven't played these in a while, so I hope they're okay. So the first one is... And the second one is... Chicago. Thank you. it was interesting. I haven't played those in a while, but they're great tunes. You're back, John. Bail me out here. Thank you.
John, you'll need to unmute yourself.
Oh. Unmute.
There you go.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Look what I got. Somebody sent me a whole box of turf from Ireland. And I'm over the moon, although we don't have a wood-burning stove or anything, but can you imagine it? They sent me this whole box of Irish turf. I was like, so I thought I could burn it like, you know, I don't know if you've seen my little cottage, and you get these little tiny, almost like incense little turfs that you can burn. So I thought I could do that, but it won't burn like the incense. But I don't know, I thought I would share that. Got a little bit of Ireland with us here. So. All right, how about the cuckoo and the Western? So the cuckoo, I got it from the playing of Joe Burke, and I played this tune in my very first All Ireland Championship back in 1971, a long time ago. So. Thank you. go. The Western. Isn't it a great tune? I got that tune from the playing of Patty O'Brien from Nina in Tipperary. And I recorded it at a set. My father recorded it at a session we did. I think I mentioned it before at Eaton Square in London. And it's an Irish club. And he was a guest with Seamus Connolly back in 1972, I believe it was. So.
John, did Patty O'Brien write that tune?
You know, I don't know. I'm not sure. I can find out, though, because I have his book.
Yeah, I'm curious.
I have his book here somewhere. So it sounds like he would have written that tune. You know, it's kind of in his style. So yeah. Let me see. Let's how about the Congress and the Ships Are Sailing? Okay. And I think the first one's an A, I think. Okay, here we go. Thank you.
time. Sorry, guys and girls, I couldn't resist adding the heathery breeze at the end there. The great, great tune. I actually recorded that way. So there you go. So I just gave you the information there, Don. I saw your little message here. The heathery breeze. So let me see where we are. We got plenty of time here. So how about Dr. O'Neill and the Calavel? I've got to get that.
John, can I ask a quick question?
Yeah.
This is Carmel. Did you send out another list for the tunes for tonight?
I did. Did I send you the wrong list?
I just didn't get the email, so I'm not sure. It just
Didn't get it.
And it's fine. It's not a problem. I'll just get the one next week, but I didn't get an email, so I was just wondering if there was another list. Well,
why don't you email me and remind me, and I'll forward it to Lisa, and she can put you on the list.
No problem. Thank you very much.
Just to make sure, because now that I've made this list, people have been adding, like yesterday and today, people wanted to be added. And so maybe I just didn't get you transferred over to that list. I don't know why.
So no problem.
If you'll forgive me butting in, if there's anybody else who hasn't been getting the emails and maybe has just been getting here using the prior Zoom link, email John. And we'll put you on the list, so you'll get the tune lists also. That applies to everybody.
Lisa, what is your email address?
Say that again. Sorry?
What is your email address?
Oh, sure. So I'll put it in the chat if you can see it there. You can also just email me and say, add me to John's email list.
Or you can do that. That'll save you one step. So that.
All right. Thank you.
Either way. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
You or Dr. O'Neill's.
Oh, yeah. I was looking at it. I couldn't remember what I just said. Okay, that's the Dr. O'Neill's, right?
How does the clavel go?
I thought I printed it, but I guess I didn't.
You guys remember the clavel anymore?
Thank you, Michael. What's the first one again? Okay. See if I can remember the bloody change. What's the first one again? Just, oh my God. All right, here we go. It's pretty bad.
Okay.
I've got a completely different jig in my head now. I apologize for that. That's what happens when you don't have it written out. So let's do the second one. Listen, I am human. Don't tell anybody.
Thank you.
Saddle the Pony, we added to that. I felt bad about the first one, so I had to add another tune. How do you feel about maybe slowing it down before we head off with a couple of reels or something and doing Madam Maxwell? Is that good? I think a bunch of people have left already, but how does Madam Maxwell sound? I think you've done this, Mary, haven't you? We used to do it together. So, all right.
Sounds good.
All right. It's a great tune, isn't it? Well, you know, O'Carolan, you can't really beat it. So, all right, maybe we'll finish off with a set of tunes. I don't think my neck can take much more of this. So, I've really enjoyed it. Hope you've had a good time on our third week, right? So we've got three more to go. I hope you keep coming back. Tell your friends. Because it looks like I sent out the list, but you know, not everybody. I think I sent out at least 70. How many, Lisa, did we mail out?
It was 70 something.
Yes,
and then all the individual follow-ups after.
Right. So I think it was probably close to 80 emails we sent out. So we can host 100 people here. So there's room for, you know, 20 more at least, and then, you know, so if you know anybody who might be interested, let's you know, spread the wealth, as they say. So. Any particular request to finish on? Oh, yeah, maybe we'll finish off on the May Behind the Bar. Why not? We haven't done that yet, have we? And the Pigeon on the Gate, two of the best tunes right there to finish on. So thanks so much, everybody.
that's D E minor for any you string guys out there. So don't forget, So, Kara, where are you from, Kara?